GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. We want to start Open Mic Monday on a Friday now. First one of the new year and of the new decade. So we invite your call at 1-800-966-1039. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about on the radio. And we'll also be watching for your text messages to us in the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT. And during what teased you off minutes back, Julie from North New Portland called in, and we recalled a previous call from her in which she seemed to express, we'll call it an interest in construction workers that have been on the job in the area lately. And George, I don't know if you noticed it, but some guy sent us a text message, again, to the MTG text line, 601-207-GHRT. What did those construction workers ever do to you? Like, yikes. I wrote back that they held us up in traffic when we had to pee, and the person wrote back, it seems a little disproportionate.
Yeah.
1-800-966-1039. Hey, caller, it's the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. It's Open Mic Monday on a Friday. What do you want to talk about?
Hey, good morning. I just want to know what sense it makes to allow another foreign government to control any energy that comes into this country. And that's it.
Hmm. You mean Canada?
Yeah.
You think?
I thought immediately you meant Avangard, but
Avangrid.
Avangrid,
right?
What sense would it make for any government to allow another government, whether it be Canada or a non-threatening entity, to have control over what energy comes into your country and how it comes in?
Hmm. That's a good point. Let's think about that for a second. We let Canada control some of our beer.
Well, how much do they control? How much does Canada control? They want to put the power line through, I understand, but that's going down to Massachusetts. That goes into the New England grid. It gets a little wonky when we start talking about that.
I can see the point that he's making.
Yeah.
Should any foreign entity have control over something as critical as power, electricity? Hang on a second. Well, let's talk about oil. How much are we getting from the Middle East now? Well, less probably than ever, thanks to the fracking going on in the center of our country and greater energy independence that we've had in the way of oil in I don't know how long as I've been around. And I'm only here for 54 years now.
Well, we produce a lot of oil now.
Now we do.
Yeah.
And maybe it's good that we held on to ours until they ran out of theirs and then we could use ours.
Well, I don't think they've run out of theirs. We're just producing more. They've got plenty. Hmm. They can't always get it out.
Yeah. Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. It's Open Mic Monday on a Friday. What do you want to talk about?
The headlights on a lot of the pickup trucks.
Yeah.
They're really super bright.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they drive me nuts.
I hate them.
No. I'll tell you that on my lease, we got those bright white lights.
I hate them. Don't drive in my street.
But you know something? If you're sitting in the vehicle at night and you're driving,
you can see.
You love them.
You're killing the guy that's coming at you.
No, I'm doing everything within law. Everything within law. Really? I do find them to be sometimes a bit bright, but boy,
a bit bright. A guy came at me the other night with the. Now they're two kinds.
Okay. Now when they're not dimming them like they should. Well, that's a different story.
Some people have an add-on, too, that they do their own.
You encountered the person that has, like, the big bar light at the bar?
Yeah,
I'm like going, I want me one of those.
I felt like, and at my age, it's pretty good. I couldn't see a darn thing.
You could look like
the lady is
Kit
right.
From Knight Rider.
I'm not arguing with the lady. I hate those lights.
Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. It's Open Mic Monday on a Friday. What do you want to talk about?
Hey, Rick, I texted you earlier about the automatic braking systems on some of these new cars.
Yeah,
we had that instance where driving on the interstate, a car went by us, and the brakes on my car just about locked up, and the guy behind me almost ran into me. So who's to say that it's not the person's fault on some of these accidents, and these cars are automatically braking?
That'd be fabulous to find out if that was indeed one of the causes. Do you have that ABS braking system on your truck, George? Well, maybe not your truck. I don't know if you had it in your body.
Okay. ABS in both vehicles.
I don't think it's ABS what it actually is, but what we have is if it's whatever the term is, this eyesight that your vehicle has with these two cameras. And if they see a vehicle coming at you at a greater rate of speed than they think you can manage, it will automatically activate the brakes in a sensitivity mode that if you just tap those brakes. Now, what I've noticed is if I'm driving on certain stretches of road, you know what? Kanduskeag Avenue between Griffin and Broadway is where it happens. Summertime, shadows cast on the ground by the foliage. The camera system will see that and think it's a vehicle and will activate the braking system.
Some of these automatic systems have had trouble with the shadows. There's no question about it. I don't know what I've got. I don't think it does. It does anything automatically. I guess if I put my foot on the brake and hold it, then that braking system kicks in. But I'm seeing text messages on the lights. I'm glad they agree with me. It's a rarity on this show.
I agree. Those headlights suck. The law needs to be adjusted. There ought to be a law.
Well, I think there is a law on putting some on yourself, but the cars you're buying today are coming with them. They're horrible.
Better get used to them.
Oh, yeah. Get used to it. Sure. They're horrible.
Well, you're allowed to your opinion, but just get
it. You got them on your vehicle?
I just disclosed about 8 minutes ago on this program that, yes.
You're horrible. You're blinding people.
I'm not blinding people.
Oh, sure you are. Those things are terrible.
Caller, hello. The George Hale Rick Tyler Show. It's open mic Monday on a Friday, the most fun we've had all week. What do you want to talk about?
Morning again, boys.
Yes, yep. Papa Bear. What's going on? What's in your heart?
Well, over the developments of the last week or so, what exactly, for what good reason, are we still over in a place like Iran? I can remember 40-odd years ago, these people were chanting death to America back then. They're still doing it to this day. And why are we there?
Can I ask you something, Papa Bear?
Yes, sir.
You know that whole thing, and you know the whole thing in the and someone's going to get upset about this. I'm just saying it's there about the if you support Israel, God supports you.
Huh?
No, it's okay if you've never heard that, George. I'll let you Google it.
I'm not Googling. I wouldn't bother.
But Papa Bear, you've maybe heard something about like that.
Well, along the lines of God's chosen people.
Yeah, exactly. So. There is the argument that some say and some argue that Trump is holding this in which he is going to support Israel. So that's why some say we're over there.
Okay, but also the Bible says that Israel will sustain in the long run.
You're absolutely right. And if they need to exercise the Ezekiel option, and some may understand that reference, I'm not interested in being around at that time to see it, but it will be fun to watch.
I know.
Okay.
All powers in God's hands, Rick.
Talk to you soon. Thank you, Papa Bear. 1-800-966-1039. Open mic Monday on a Friday.
Short answer with Iran is, and the long war, quote unquote, that at times have been our friends. It's been the Soviet Union, and it's been the oil-rich Persian Gulf. So Iran has been a mainstay in U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East. You're dealing with it whether you want to or not. I've dealt with Iranians in the past when they used to come here as students all the time. And as I heard an interview last night they were interviewing some of the Iranian young people. They admit they go out in the street and yell, death to Satan and death to the U.S. And all, but they don't really want to be there. They do it because they're told to do it.
I like the way you just said, you're dealing with it whether you want to or not.
Yeah.
Much like the headlights. Caller, hello. The George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Open mic Monday on a Friday. What do you want to talk about?
Hi, Rick.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, I love Papa Bear. I just wanted to bring up, because the news really didn't cover too much, is the Bangor Christian School. Why are they pulling funds from the Bangor Christian School? Could you and George Priest tell us? And
who's pulling?
They seem to be giving money to John Baptist. I know John Baptist isn't a Catholic school anymore, but why do we seem to be losing our rights to our children?
Hang on a second. Let me ask you. Whoa! Hang on a second. Whoa! Perry the Platypus. Whoa, Perry the Platypus. Just whoa. Who is pulling money from Bangor Christian School?
That's what I wanted to know. Is that Are we not allowed to send our kids to Bangor Christian and be funded with our taxes?
This is a lawsuit that's going on.
Oh, the lawsuit about where you live and whether or not your kid should be tuitioned into that school based on
if you have a high school.
Now I got what you're...
If you have a high school in your town and you send your kids to Bangor Christian, let's not even name the school, to a private school, a religious school, there's a law case going on. There's a lawsuit going on. I haven't been following it that carefully. But the argument has been made that it's a violation of church and state, and et cetera.
Mm. Caller, hi, GHRT. It's open mic Monday on a Friday. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I've been bitching about these lights now for the last 6 months on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
As I go out early in the morning and I meet these guys with these freaking lights, and I'm driving myself towards the edge of the road, trying to stay out of the middle of it, and I cannot see anything at times.
Now, is it just the new, brighter, white lights, or is it the people that are having enhanced lighting on the front of their vehicle that you're talking about?
I'm talking about, I'm not sure which is which. All I know is when I meet those things, and I've got pretty good eyes, but at times, I mean, I'm totally blind. And what it's doing is risking, you got them. And every time you meet a car, you're running the risk of causing an accident because people cannot see with those.
Well, how in the world did they get on these vehicles to begin with then?
Well, nobody stopped them. the headlights.
You just can't put anything on your vehicle. Someone's got to
say yay or nay.
I got a date with Matt Dunlap later today, and I can ask him. Maybe he knows.
Lumens, I guess.
You know what? You know who can answer?
They're putting this new LED technology and HID, making the roads not too safe.
Well, you know what? As soon as you get in a vehicle with one and you drive around and you have better visibility, you might change your tune. You know, we can ask about this. We got David Quirk has made the arrangement for our mechanic. He's got different mechanics going to be coming in to be available. He's going to be coming in this coming Monday. Okay? I'm going to ask him.
Well, the Department of Transportation did take a look at this, and they found that 88% of drivers said that the headlight glare is bothering them. 31% said it's disturbing.
Call me a wambulance.
You didn't know you had bright headlights until you bought the vehicle.
And then I enjoyed it.
Yeah, of course, you're driving everybody else into the ditch.
No, I'm not.
Of course you are.
George, I have not driven anyone into the ditch, and using such a broad-based statement shows... Never mind.
The LEDs are too bright on those cars.
So you think. Caller, hi.
And so does everybody who's contacting us this morning.
Contacts, maybe that's what you need. Or get rid of the cataracts so you don't see the glare.
Yeah, you don't care about people. Caller, put them in the ditch.
Caller, I haven't put anybody in the ditch.
You know what?
You're pushing it now, buddy.
All right.
Caller, hi. It's Open Mic Monday on a Friday. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, Papa Bear, we're in the Middle East, so the military-industrial complex can continue to own this country. And Rick, you're an ass.
But Julie, hang on a second. I got a text back from a guy that works in construction. He wants to meet you. Don't you want his number? Ah, darn it. Just like I tried to hook George up with Elsa last year, I wanted to see Julie from North New Portland to finally have some of the joy in her life she deserves by having a soulmate, a companion. And maybe you are that person. If so, you can send us a text message into the MTG text line and we'll see if we can hook you up.
You've got too much candle power.
We're back in a moment. With more Open Mic Monday on a Friday, best part of our week on GHRT. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.